Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Tom Asacker is here. He's our good buddy, a longtime Brain Trust member, the recipient of the George Land Innovator of the Year Award. I think he got that when he was like 12. He's so smart. He's a brand strategist, a keynote speaker, travels around the world doing that, author of a bunch of books. I think I've launched almost every one of them. A Clear Eye for Branding, A Little Less Conversation, A Brand New World, and on and on. I Am Keats, that's another one. I think that's the new one. He's our good friend, Tom Asacker. Welcome back.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Always great to be back with you.
Well, thank you for spending some time with us. And you and I have spent a lot of time over the last 17 years talking about brands. And we've had quite a few different kinds of discussion about brands, but I don't think we've ever talked about brands the way you're thinking about them today. Tell us about it.
Well, it's kind of really hit me lately that, you know, so brands really were built around people's feelings. So everything that you've seen from the 50s on, advertising, mm-hmm. Super Bowl ads, whatever it was trying to create a feeling such that when you thought of a particular category, right? If you were thinking of an insurance company, of a beer, of a restaurant, whatever it was, immediately your feelings were triggered. Your memory was triggered by a feeling of something that you saw, read, heard, watched on television. Mm-hmm. That's how it worked.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then you would pick that up off the shelf at the grocery store. You would go to that restaurant. You would call that insurance company. Jim, now...
And over time, you would establish some brand loyalty.
Yeah, right? Because, of course, because you trusted the people. You know, you learned about them. Your experience matched your expectations.
You figured out which brand message you could believe.
Right. Okay. So that's how it worked. Okay, so now what happens today? So today, when you have this feeling, this desire for something, whatever it is, a new insurance company, a new restaurant, someplace to go shopping, it doesn't matter what it is. What do you typically do instead of consulting your feelings? You Google it.
Mm-hmm.
You go to Amazon and you do a search on Amazon. So Google and Amazon, the internet, the search engines have become more powerful now than our own feelings because we're referencing that, right? We're saying, okay, I don't know the best whatever it is to buy. Let me go to Amazon. You punch in a description. It pulls up all of the results. It tells you which one people have bought the most of,
mm-hmm.
What's the highest rating. You can read some of the reviews and compare them. So what happens to all of those advertisements that you saw in the past that used to drive you to get a particular brand?
Well,
this is a really big shift.
It's a major shift. And of course, what you're really talking about is two different kinds of manipulation, because all that Madison Avenue stuff did was to try to manipulate us, and we allowed it. We allowed ourselves to be manipulated, and that was the 20th century. That's the way it worked in the 20th century, in the early part of this century. But
right.
now the research shows that you and I are 70% more likely to believe what someone we don't even know says about a product than we are to believe the brand message.
Yeah.
So it's a different kind of manipulation, isn't it?
It's all a form of persuasion.
Yeah.
Everything that happens out in the marketplace, once you become aware of what's going on behind the curtain, you start realizing that everyone out there is trying to push you and pull you their direction. it's no different, like we've mentioned before, than nature. Nature does the same thing. The bright colored flowers draw the bees. The peacock spreads its feathers to attract the peahen. This is what's going on, and we need to realize what's going on. We need to be aware of this as consumers. But more importantly, as business owners, as people that are running these organizations, and small businesses especially, you cannot, there's just no way to game the internet. You don't have the resources.
There's nowhere to hide.
No, you can't hide. And so what do you have to do? If this is what's happening, what do you have to do? Somebody told me the other day, they said they were meeting with a financial advisor, small business owner, and he was frustrated. He said because he was spending like $1,500 a month on search engine optimization and nothing's happening. No kidding, nothing's happening.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think people realize the amount of information and the number of people that are trying to game search results and the internet.
Tom, let me say this. Everything that we've said so far has been a logical progression of the marketplace. And up until fairly recently, when I say recently, maybe within the last, say, 2 or 3 years, maybe 5 years, until fairly recently, a small business was always able to at least stay within eyesight of the big guys. We could at least, we were in the race with them. We could at least keep them in our vision. They never went over the hill on us. But today, today with their ability to manage and to control data, with their ability to anticipate, with Amazon's ability to own not search, but voice. With Google owns search and Amazon owns voice. Folks, that's a word you need to start paying attention to. Voice as a power, a marketplace power. With Amazon now in the process of owning voice, now these are capabilities. This is leverage, Tom, that's causing the big guys to go over the hill on us. And you're right to be concerned about small business. I am too.
Yeah, look, you're right. It really didn't hit in a huge way until everybody had a computer in their pocket.
Yep.
And Facebook was drawing everybody's eyeballs away from all these little websites that people were trying to get people to go to. That's exactly right.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to delve into this some more with our good friend Tom Masecker. I told you Tom would make us think, and so he has. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.